Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Why is Psalms so much quoted in the book of Hebrews? Well, because he's speaking to Hebrew people. And they're very familiar with the Psalms because that's their hymn book. We have, by the way, aren't you glad we got these hymn books, you know, and sing these great hymns of the faith. Well, the Jewish people, their hymns were the Psalms that we have. Psalm 1 all the way through Psalm 150. They actually, some of them Psalms, they would sing. Some of them are called Psalms of Ascent. As they would go up to Jerusalem for worship, there's some Psalms in there that I forget the exact Psalm number. And by the way, another Bible lesson here. Often I hear Psalm chapter number so-and-so, Psalm chapter number 23, or whatever. The Psalms aren't chapters. They're each individual Psalms, okay? I'm not going to cuss it, but for our young preachers, when you get in the pulpit, well, just say the 23rd Psalm, or Psalm 101. Don't say Psalm chapter 101. And just a sideline for you young preachers, because they're each individual Psalms. They're not chapters like we would have in Hebrews here, okay? So we see that in verses 8 and 9, that Jesus is above all the angels. Look at verse number 10 through 12 now. And thou, Lord, now this Lord, he's talking about Jesus. In the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall fail not. Again, we just looked at that in the book of Psalm 102. In these verses, God not only declared the Son, Jesus, to be God, but he also declared Jesus to be the creator of all things. He also declared him to be immutable, unchanging, and eternal. And these verses here, again, here in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, we find more about the deity of Jesus Christ in these few verses than you can find anywhere else in Scripture. Of course, all through John, we've looked at the verses that declare, in the book of John, that declares Jesus to be God. But as a whole, the book of Hebrews over and over and over again shares that Jesus Christ is God, very God. And in these verses, again, it talks about him being the creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay? We read that in Genesis 1:1. Again, we speak of that Jesus Christ, well, in John chapter number 1. Many of you, Greg, will probably put this up on the screen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Who is this? It's Jesus Christ. Okay. Jesus Christ is the eternal one. I can't comprehend that. God, and I mentioned this here just a couple weeks ago, and somebody asked me about this again. Matter of fact, I heard on the radio this week. I like listening to some guy on the radio on WLVF, because I like listening to him about 12:40 or so on 94.3, because I agree with that guy. For those who don't know, we're on the radio. And so I try to listen to the broadcast, see how it comes through and all. With this week, I heard this, we're in Hebrews, and I mentioned about, I lost my train of thought. Where was I going, Kyler, with this? About what? Oh, yeah, I couldn't comprehend it. That's it. That's why Kyler's in here, okay? He has my mind like I had my dad. Of course, I grew up under him, and me and Sherry was talking about that. I'm about the only one who could read Daddy's writing. Daddy, I got all Daddy's notes and so many notes, and he writes like a doctor, he just scribbles. But I know what he's writing because I know what he's thinking and what he's saying. So thank you for that. Get me back. What was I going to say, Kyler? What was I saying? I'm serious. Eternal. Oh, eternal. Okay. I heard this on radio that I can comprehend this. He made heavens and the earth. He made the stars, the moon, the sun. He made the angels. He made Satan. He made everything that there was. But what did they do in eternity past when there was nothing? I heard that already. I said, man, that's really a good thought. What did they do when it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? before anything was, before he created anything. What did they do? And I think I mentioned already, I know they wasn't playing chess or checkers. You know, I'm not being, what's the word, heretic or what? What did they do? I know they were playing, looking into the future of me and you. They knew us from eternity past. You know that? That's hard to imagine. But anyway, he spoke it into existence. Verse number 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the creator. When we read in the book of Genesis how God was walking through the garden in the cool of the mist, and he called out, Adam, Adam, where art thou? That was Jesus Christ in his pre-incarnate state. All we see theophanies all throughout Scripture about Jesus Christ, and then he came, was born of a virgin there with Mary. But I want you to notice he was the creator. He created all things. By the way, I have a note here. He made something out of nothing. Something out of nothing. He didn't collect things that were already there, you know, particles and molecules, and kind of formed it. Well, I'm going to speak in it. There was nothing. He created the atoms. He created the molecules. He created all these big words that scientists know, and I don't even know these words. Those are two biggest words I know, are atoms and molecules. Whatever they are, he put them together. He made it happen. God did all that. Something from nothing. He didn't just rearrange things. He spoke it into existence by his spoken word. If you can fathom that, you're better than me. Make something out of nothing. You heard this. Every time I think of that, I think about how Satan, after he watched Jesus make Adam and formed him and breathed him in the breath of lives, and Satan said, I could do that. And Jesus said, well, have at it. So Satan started forming up a man and all. And God said, just wait a minute, get your own dirt. All right, I'll quit my jokes. Only God can create something from nothing. By the way, that wasn't a true story. I want you to know that. I was just a... I'll leave the jokes to other preachers. I'm not a good joke teller, okay? He made something out of nothing. Verse number 11, back in Hebrews. And now they should perish. What shall perish? What shall perish? This earth, all the creation that he had made, they shall perish. They're gone. They'll be, but thou art remainest. Let me just share something what Peter had to say about that. 2 Peter chapter number 3, verse number 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word that are kept in store. Remember, we looked at that in Hebrews chapter number 1. He holds it together by his spoken word. He didn't just create it by his spoken word. He holds it all together by his word. Peter puts it in this way. By the heaven and the earth which are now, by the same words which are kept in store. One day he's going to let it fly. Okay? Reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth shall also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. God one time covered this earth with water in the days of Noah. Well, in the future, he's going to cover this earth with fire. Now, he's not going to blow it up and recreate, no. When we read in Revelation 21, I see a new heavens and a new earth, it means he regenerates it. He burns it all up, okay? And by the way, somebody asked me it's been a couple months ago when we were in the book of Revelation in 21 in that area. What is he going to do with the living human beings that go through the tribulation, they enter to the millennium in their physical body, and he has a judgment of the great white throne judgment. After that, he creates a new heaven, new earth. This earth will be full of people. What is he going to do with them people? Well, the Bible does not say, but I just respond, that's not a problem to God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.